Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a rather significant day.
A lot going on this hour, and I'm glad we could do the whole hour with it, right?
I've had this discussion on my talk show quite a bit because I find, look, whether you like Trump or not, I'm kind of a pragmatic guy. I kind of drill down on facts and figures, and the whole conversation about the transgender military ban, to me personally, was rather irrelevant and inconsequential because of an insignificant cost, an insignificant detriment to the military is what he's described.
Well, it was all monetary, yes?
Yeah. He said it was his big issue was the cost. And
right.
Honestly, the cost is about $8 million a year. In a trillion-dollar budget, it's insane.
Right.
And so, well, big decision today by the Supreme Court.
Right. And so, you know, and I think that's the thing that everybody's talking about now is that the Supreme Court, despite four liberal justices who are not pleased with this decision, are allowing this ban to go forward. So, Gary, it's, you know, what
Gary
is
Gary Van Horn with us from the Delta Foundation.
You know, this is something that's a blow, and obviously it's something that needs to be talked about.
You know, in June of 2016, you know, there was the ban on transgender folks was taken down under the Obama administration. And for the last 2.5 years, transgender people have openly served and protected this country. And for this, the court today to rule in such a manner that would prevent these people that want to serve and protect our country is just absolutely insane.
I think that's such a salient point. And that, to me personally, that's the bottom line here, brother, is this is men and women willing to die and really representing the United States. And by the way, the numbers are very small.
You know, it's anywhere from, I've seen numbers from 1 to 9,000
right.
people. I will tell you that those are people that self-identify as that,
good
too.
Point.
So there could be actually more than that. But these people want to serve and protect our country.
Right.
And there has been, you know, general after general that have testified that this has not affected unit cohesion, has not affected military readiness, and this is just plain wrong.
Right. It was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal late last week talking about women in combat roles, and this is a whole different ballgame. We're not talking about transgender, we're just talking transgender in the military in general, yes?
Absolutely. We're talking about people that want to go and be on the front lines. I mean, and put their lives at risk
for America.
This country. Yeah. It just is totally insane that we're even having this conversation to, you know, I didn't serve. My father served. My grandfather served, et cetera. But to put their lives on the line to protect and serve this country. You know, these people aren't thinking about who's next to me. They're thinking about who's ready to kill me when they're on the front lines.
Right.
And they're looking for people next to them to stand next to them and help support them and help protect them as they're moving. So it's not about their gender. It's not about their sexuality. It's not about any of that. It's about actually going and protecting our country.
But you, right. We have discussed this before, and folks who are openly gay, lesbian in the military, they do get harassed.
It's no different than anything else.
Okay.
I mean, in daily culture. So, you know, I mean, I get harassed every day, you know, one way or the other.
Right.
I've, you know, had the same conversation. But
right.
These people want to openly serve. I just don't see the issue. So,
well, and the salient point to me again, let's be pragmatic about it, whether you're conservative or liberal. The number is fewer than 10,000 total, and the cost is fewer than $10 million, lower than $10 million. It means nothing. And the president's argument has been it's very costly, and that's his argument. They're too much to train, and that we have to pay for this transgender surgery. That was the other discussion.
This is a political move to stir up a base that is filled with hatred at this point. And that's all this is at this point.
Do you think this creates hatred?
Absolutely. And fear. And beyond that, think about if I'm a transgender young person. This is another instance that a leader of the free world is standing up and saying, you are not valued, you are not equal, and you cannot serve for this country. It's absolutely wrong.
And it's not a matter of weakness, saying you're, you know, if you're a woman, you're changing into a man or whatever, you're less strong or you're less able. In your mind, this is just a blanket, you're not welcome.
Well, wait a second. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to pass the physical and mental regimens of being ready for the military.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, you know, and leave the military all the time because they cannot meet those standards. So this has nothing at all to do with those standards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!